Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Friends will insist on putting their infant in the same room as the toddler so that everyone gets kept up all night when their baby cries. I guess my point is, friends.
Oh, wow.
Hang up and listen.
If my dangle, as the gentleman said, was broken and because I was paralyzed.
Broken dangle.
This is as cruel as it gets. If I'm paying the bills, you can't sleep with anybody else. That's just the way I roll. Bottom line.
Hey, what if you found
you're
guy?
A monster.
She reached out her clammy, skeletal hands, reaching for my free seat. I handed it over to her.
Oh, you wimp.
Anyways, that's my story.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's go to Chad Myers from CNN and take a look at that cone that's Dorian, Hurricane Dorian, hitting South Florida. Let's see what happened. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I thought it was the cone of silence, no?
It's a big cone. It's
waffle
a weird cone.
It's I love waffle
cones. It's like
cones.
A drooping waffle cone. Thursday before the show, I've vowed that for the rest of the week, I will not talk about the hurricane.
Oh,
okay, good.
Why bother?
Give us updates?
I won't know till Monday
when
we are off for the 3-day weekend for Labor Day, whether or not it's going to be anything anyway. So I might as well wait.
And where are you on bombing it? Where do you weigh in on that?
I think, Rob, it would be a wonderful idea
like
to
a geostorm?
Nuke.
Have you heard that?
Do you know what he's talking about? Well, this is, look, I think we've been screaming, every disc jockey in America has been screaming about this for years, that you should be able to, by now, bomb a hurricane and displace whatever hot air high pressure system.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
What's he doing here? Is he aware of what's going on?
You're aware of the president's interest in this, right?
No.
You realize the president.
I don't know.
Let me enlighten you before you.
He gets all his information from the Tommy Show.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
The deal, Oscar, is that the president was overheard in a meeting and then it broke as a story that he says he wants to nuke the hurricanes. A theory that's been around since the Eisenhower administration and something where you can nuke a hurricane. There's a little problem
We're
with that.
We're on the same page.
It's called nuclear fallout.
The fallout and the jet stream.
Now, the president has denied saying this is a joke.
It's fake news.
That it's fake news. It's being mad. So that's why this whole thing came up. But the idea of dropping a bomb into the center of a hurricane would, according to scientists, that in the United States in this day and age,
doesn't the United States
have very little credibility?
We have the best scientists, the good scientists.
He doesn't pay attention to them,
and
he doesn't read.
No.
So what you've got is a situation where bombing the hurricane, of course, the fallout, the nuclear fallout, would negate
any
benefits.
Yes. I'm taking a page out of Gerard Butler's Geostorm. While it was panned by the critics, they had a lot of this, the space stage technology creating these storms on Earth because we could control the actual atmosphere.
Well,
for a great
geostorm,
for a great recap and full understanding of this whole situation, check out The Current Political Persuasions, which uses the phrase balloon head.
Balloon head. Thank you very much. We talk about it a little bit. But needless to say, this particular storm is problematic for your boy down here.
Of course.
Regardless of what happens.
We've got listeners down there.
We've got listeners down there. And I'm also, this is a hunker down because there are no options when the entire cone of influence takes up the entire state.
Yeah.
Not in my memory have I seen one quite like this, the
monster
way they're
storm.
Showing it. Well, not a monster as much as they don't know what's going to go on. As a matter of fact, last night, one of the TV stations I was watching said, so the long and short, be prepared for anything. And I felt like driving down to the television station going, thank you so much. They have a hype machine now. Finally turned it off because it's in full gear, making sure that the stores are empty of anything, that the gas stations run out of gas. And it's a situation where we're on the back end of whatever's going to happen. We just don't. Well, allegedly.
You have to be prepared for anything.
Yeah, you be prepared for anything. They're driving me a little bat-ass. They were yesterday. Today, I'm resigned to the fact that it's going to be this way.
I have a question for you.
I don't want to smell a rat.
I have a question for you. And I found out a few years ago, and it fascinated me, that when they run the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they always have last year's parade queued up. Mm. In case of a problem, they just start rerunning old footage, like if there's a weather disaster or a balloon incident. Couldn't they just run the same hype stories from years past of the empty grocery stores and the hardware stores? I mean, it doesn't change, right?
The greatest one was... get your gas soon, and they go to the guy at the 11 o'clock, and he's standing in front of a racetrack gas station.
They're the best.
With like 15 different bays for gas and one car.
Oh, that's depressing.
So it's so nakedly
Yeah.
It's so complete BS, and he's standing there. I'm, dude, what are you doing to us? What are you doing? Why are you standing in front of a gas station where there's not where there's one car? There's not even a queue for lining up. And by the way, if you go to Costco, which I'm sure they've got all their tricks up their sleeve, these reporters, you go to Costco and you'll always see a line at Costco because it's the cheaper gas. It's just, they do the same stuff that we do up in D.C. with the storm. The problem is, the one thing that they've been good at, and my man, once again, the voice of reason, Jim Farrell, who likes to give both sides and doesn't like to go into the maniacal. And he doesn't know exactly what's happening. And what's frustrating is the competing. God love the United States of America. We turn everything into a competition because now you've got the European model and you've got the American model. And they are, to tell you how far apart they are with the projections for this storm, they are the entire state. You have the American model that's saying up around Jacksonville.
Right.
And you've got the European model, which is right around Palm Beach, Florida.
Does either model have a better...
Which will affect us if it comes in there.
Does either model have a better track record, like for the last
European
5 years?
European model predicted Irma.
Okay.
Very efficiently. And then there's the National Hurricane Center that airs somewhere closer to the European model, but a little further north of where we are. So the long and short of it, it's hard to describe because when you're watching this, and for anybody that lives in hurricane areas, they know what I'm talking about. You're watching this and you're just, you feel, it's such a feeling of lack of control.
Yeah.
Because you just can't really plan. For Irma, it was a much different situation. We kind of knew what was going to happen and how much of a monster it was going to be and took the family, got them out of Dodge. Well, I'm not going to take my family and get them out of Dodge when I see a cone that's the entire state.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work that way. And, so we're living in a land of uncertainty right now, and the hypers are continuing to hype.
But Mr. Farrell is remaining calm?
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Farrell is the gold standard, and if you ever want to know what's going on, I urge everybody to take a look at this
Wouldn't
guy
it be great if they had, like, a behind-the-scenes feature, and they showed him going into his office, and he had, like, 80 cases of bottled water?
That's what's gone, the bottled water.
Sure.
And I get it, because you, especially with gasoline down here, you learn right away that that's scarce when things go out of commission, that people... The gas trucks don't get to the gas station,
right.
They run out of gas very quickly.
This is a question we've never really asked you. Is there a stash in your house of like bottled water, batteries, flashlights, anything
that you
have?
I get bottled water by the jug, so I get a 5-gallon bottle of water, and then so I have two, and I fill them up.
Do you have like the dispenser?
Yeah.
The big guy? I love that. That's cool. Yeah.
And I got two of them on Monday, so we're going. I topped the tank off, and that's it. As far as food, food is food. We'll make do and see what we can do. Our plan, though, is, they say have a plan. My plan is always get out of Dodge if something's imminent. And unfortunately, when you're talking about a Cat 3 that's going to come on the other side of the state, that is not something where I feel the need to evacuate. Yeah, if I was somewhere north of Palm Beach on the east coast of Florida, it's a different story, and they got to be really going nuts because what it comes down to when you see these giant ice cream cone models
yeah.
of a hurricane, you ultimately have a system that is much, much smaller than that. And the real damage from that system is a remarkably small area when you think about it. Now, hurricane winds, tropical storm winds, rain, flooding, that's a different story. But as far as a hurricane hitting land, you'd be very surprised at how close you can be to something like this where you don't get the horrible impact of it. So you have to wait and wait and wait and decide. And so the people that are in that area, probably this weekend, I would say probably Saturday, they're going to have to make, pee or get off the pot as far as what they're going to do. And the E word, that's evacuation, sure. is already coming up. As far as over here, the frustrating thing about that is you see one of those little squiggly lines, takes it pretty close to us. But that's the very last one. And then they show so many different squiggly lines for this. It'll drive you nuts. But it's computer simulators that are trying to give you an idea of what's going on. And really, after I did that documentary, I know they don't know. They don't know. They try to get the track right. But this one, I think, is driving them nuts because of the pressure systems that are steering. It's crazy.
How do you deal with little Michael?
And you warn him about it?
Like, how does he... Good question. It's a good question because with little Michael, daddy, fat, angry daddy, has to keep his voice down.
Sure.
As mama said, because we put him to bed last night and this dip on one of the local stations was saying, now the European model shows it coming very close to Fort Myers. No hype, a-hole. We're thinking that's how you get your reward. So I was cussing this guy
out
because he pissed me off. And I was 10 minutes after watching. They change the north and south trajectory of this almost with every update. It changes to a certain degree. And this guy was just doing the hype machine, and I was cussing him out because he's on the same station as Mike Devitt and Jim Farrell, the two guys that I absolutely think
three
are the
weather
gold
guys.
Standard.
Look at They've that.
Got, no, they got this challenged young guy that's just
is he
a
muscular?
Square peg in a run hole. Yeah, he's muscular.
Yeah, he's one of those muscular weathermen.
Oh, seems to have a borderline speech impediment. Yeah, sure. You know, he's one of those guys and has that. I think they got him to stop slurring.
North, south.
I'm yelling at the TV, and then Michael, when I see the little face in the door, it's like, stop it. You're going to upset your son. And he's curious, but... You know, I haven't freaked him out, but what I try to do is just keep my voice down.
Sure, that's wise.
And take daddy's anxiety.
Yes.
And not project it for the whole family to hear.
Because my father used to have the same passion about the Cold War, and he would scream.
Did he prefer the European
TV
model?
He would yell at the TV about this international relations and politics.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's craziness.
And I used to always ask my dad, I was like, are we going to get nuked by the Soviet Union?
Daddy's making me cry.
It was
Daddy
the same way in my house when my father would watch the Miss America pageant.
That tells me all I need to know.
Yeah, you're very invested. Very invested.
Right there, HBS and what he was passionate about. On that note, we've got a lot of yaks.
We do.
We can start the show early today and come right back. Hello, Horny Bob. How are you?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, Randy.
Well, so you're still with Rick, huh?
Still here.
You in there?
Yeah, just knock.
Just put them in the wardrobe, all right? What's it going to hurt? Then if you need them, you got them, all right?
Then they got to have a conversation with that wardrobe assistant, and man, she's a bitch. I just don't.
Randy, I'm asking you to help me out, man. If the answer is no, the answer is no. Not no with excuses.
Hey, man. This ain't a Andy McLaughlin picture, you know? And I can't afford to hire a bunch of guys that smoke cigarettes and sit around talking to each other all day on the chance that I might use them.
I got a 4-man team here, Rick. If I need more than that, I got to get it approved. And, you know, I got to look after my dudes.
Hey, and if your dudes were a better match for me, I'd say, oh, okay, you got me. But that's not the case, and you know it. He's a great match for me.
Yeah, no.
Hey, you could do anything you want to him. throw him off a building, right? Light him on fire, hit him with a Lincoln, right? Get creative, do whatever you want. He's just happy for the opportunity.
Rick?
Yeah.
I don't dig him. And I don't dig the vibe he brings on a set.
Kurt!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Is that Kurt, Leo, and Brad?
Yes, exactly.
Scene from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I haven't even seen the movie, but I knew the clip just based on the energy that was there. Just think about it. DiCaprio, Kurt Russell, and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I have the most disgusting comment I could make right now, but I'm not going
to
make
it. What you should do is write it down, put it in an envelope, and mail it to yourself.
Text it to us.
Yeah.
Remember, Maddie's on that thread, so you might want to take her off that thread.
It doesn't matter. I don't she can handle it. Oh, wow.
Yes. You know what it is? It is almost 2020.
What's that? All behind right, the record.
I'm just looking forward to Oscar's reaction.
Okay.
Incoming.
This is what I'm not going to say on the show.
Okay.
I am not going to say that on the show because that would not be appropriate.
Well, no.
All right.
That's
so Kurt Russell, Leonardo DiCaprio, yes. and Brad Pitt.
Oh, gross.
Live from the
Don't wear shorts Village to the movie theater
studio in our nation's capital. No, I just made a very very vulgar reference to the
I don't
fact
know
that
women, it's vulgar.
Women tend to swoon over those men. We're here at Podcast Village. We're sure happy to have you along. Yosemite Valley, California, Hendersonville, Tennessee, Washington Terrace, Utah, Triadelphia, West Virginia. I don't know where that is. Do you know where that is in West Virginia? Triadelphia? You ever been there?
No, it's close to Philadelphia, I imagine.
It's home
close
of the park.
No, it wouldn't be close to Philadelphia because it's in West Virginia.
No, it's at the tip. West Virginia is shaped like this, almost like a triangle, right? I was saying it's the closest part to Philadelphia, Maryland. Maybe closer to Maryland.
Try the Triadelphia cheesesteak, Mike.
Mike, I know Beckley, West Virginia. I know Morgantown, West Virginia. Those are my go-to towns.
That's so what you should have said is that I don't know.
Ghent, Belgium. Dawson City, Canada. Send your cities to Rob Spiewak.
Do it.
And we'll get them on every week. And I love Ghent, Belgium. I love Dawson City in Canada. I love these little obscure towns. Doesn't matter. The smaller, the better. I'm fine with tiny little towns.
Do
if
it.
You're from a little bitty place or you're even visiting abroad and you're listening to the show.
And
you know,
next week, all of the cities are close to Philadelphia.
I'm looking right now.
Good.
Cornerstone First Financial. Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
What can you tell me? Because I asked for the new copy. So what can you tell me about Cornerstone First Financial?
Cornerstone First Financial is an amazing company, and here's why. Not only do they understand finance in and out, you don't have to know how it works. They will tell you the best way to get the best value for your house. It could be a refi. You could be getting a loan to buy a house, or maybe you just want some equity in your house to get some spending money. They can figure it out and make it work, but that's not even the best part. The best part is that they are friends of TMOS, and that you, as a listener, will get treated like family. They live right in
now,
our building.
Rates, mortgage rate is at its lowest level since November 2016, likely going to drop even lower. Cornerstone is offering a free rate float down. If rates drop, your rate automatically gets better. That's a good thing. So call Cornerstone today. Time to act now. Cornerstone, licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 866-625-1221. That's 866-1221. 625. I'll do it again. 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
You know, something that you brought up
told
about
Oscar to tell you to write new copy didn't get through the right pipeline.
Triadelphia is right next to Pittsburgh. Pretty impressive. I was close.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No, you weren't. Philadelphia is not
the sister city.
Pennsylvania.
The sister cities, Mike, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Amen. Very exciting.
About those three stars in the opening clip, you know, the amazing thing is it almost covers three different generations of ladies, too.
Yeah. In fact, it's probably, if you looked at the age separation between those guys, Pitt and DiCaprio are pretty close.
Pitt is older than you think.
Really? He's 50s, I think. Is he in 50s soon?
Yeah, I think he is.
Mm-hmm. And then Kurt Russell's got to be in the 60s.
102.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, there are tons of them, and I don't want to screw them up and not get to them like we didn't last week. The Yak Shack is open, everybody.
If you see me opening the Yak Shack, it's time to get the Yak Shack with the tin roof rusted and all that.
We waste no time on the TMOS Yak Shack this week with a little anger. Would you like a little anger
I
to get started?
I love just, you know what, that gets the juices flowing, Mike.
A little anger makes you feel real good. A little anger. We'll dive right in.
Hey, nobody let Adam know that the Titanic sinks. You don't want to ruin that movie for him, dumbass.
Don't know who it was directed at. Not sure.
Wow.
Just sounded, you know, listen to the anger there.
Nobody let Adam know that the Titanic sinks. You don't want to ruin that movie for him, dumbass.
Is it the guy that was giving me a hard time?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
About,
spoiler issues.
About the spoiler alert.
Mindhunter.
With Mindhunter.
Could be.
Which really was about killers that have already been convicted and in some cases are already dead.
That guy's on our side. He's on our side.
I believe that was supporting us.
Yeah,
so
good.
Amen to that. How about a hypothetical? Call number two.
Love it.
The TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, fellas. Hope you're having a great week. Listening to the segment, Oscar and Mike are discussing Larry King and his divorce. You're discussing, you know, if Mike got really old and couldn't perform anymore, that he wouldn't really care too much if Carla had to step out of the ring with someone else. Oscar said, since they don't have that age gap, he can't see it. Well, let me pose this question to you, Oscar. Let's say some kind of accident happened. You're paralyzed from the waist down, or you just lose function of your dangle. If that were to happen, would you expect your wife, Shannon, to be celibate the rest of her life?
Oh, man.
I'll hang up and listen.
Good question. I like that question. I like that. Thank
all right,
you,
stop
sir.
Talking,
do you think,
sir.
Do you think he hung up right after he left the Yak and he's been listening for 5 days?
But I like hang up and listen. I do.
Look, it's an interesting hypothetical.
Yeah.
If my dangle, as the gentleman said, was broken and because I was paralyzed.
Broken dangle.
This is as cruel as it gets. If I'm paying the bills, you can't sleep with anybody else. That's just the way I roll. Bottom line.
Hey, what if you found a
you're
guy?
A monster.
All right, let me add to the hypothetical. Yes. What if she found a guy that, like, for once a month she could visit and he picked up the electric bill?
No, she could easily divorce me. She'll get some. She'll get her share and move on with life. I don't need to live with that and be paralyzed.
You had a
Thank
prenup,
you.
Right?
I will pass. Yes.
Is paralysis mentioned in the prenup?
Oscar, it's broken.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, no.
It's broken. There's the one I never plugged in. There
after all these years.
There's the one. Thank it's God. Broken. My dangle. My
that's,
dongle.
That's a dongle.
It's a dangle.
Non-functioning dongle.
My dongle
oh, by
broke.
The way, take a look at my the headphones. See? Brand new today.
Very nice.
Arrived. The new headphones. Headphones are here. The new headphones.
Let me see. So let me see here. That the little graphic.
Is
on
it
the
same model?
I don't know if it's the same model, but it's the same head style of you know kind of.
You know what it is? It's got sort of like a Beats feel to
no,
it.
No, they hipped up your maestros.
They really did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They did. They did. They tried. I guess
it looks like again. Someone broke in last night and graffitied your headphones.
My amazing German headphones.
They really hip them up.
Boss, it's a spray paint. We're going to get the spray paint and put it on the headphones.
I like it.
Oh, this is
kind of red plastic.
Would you like to hear from Clay?
Oh, yes. Man of
Clay,
the Earth.
Clay called. Let's hear from Clay.
Hi, everybody. It's Clay from Warrenton, VA.
Hi, Clay.
I want to say it's great to be in the shack today. I want to say hello to everyone in alphabetical order. Hello, Maddie. Hello, Mike. Hello, Oscar. Hello, Pony. And, of course, hello, Dieter and Wyatt. Now, that last week, that Rob-free week that y'all experimented with, that is just 100% stellar winner. You need to do that as a monthly feature, the Rob-free feature.
Rob,
that's all. Yak on.
Rob.
Yak on.
All right, I didn't get deep into Clay, so I didn't know he was gonna see. Usually, the tone is set in the first 10 seconds.
Well,
so
I didn't understand
I didn't listen to all that
when he got to where I should have been in the alphabetical lineup. I didn't understand what he said because he has a problem. He's a thick-tongued idiot, so I don't know what he meant to say. But you know, if you choose to spend your life in Warrenton, I can understand why you would have that opinion.
Well, you might be. Are you dissing his town?
Yeah, come on.
Are you dissing his town?
If he's going to single me out.
Why are you dissing what is, I consider, one of the more bucolic and beautiful parts of Northern Virginia?
A wonderful hamlet.
Well, they've made it a nice environment for the person of lower intellect to prosper.
My God.
Well,
making friends all the time. That's what I say about
Rob's
people.
That's Clay.
Have fun, Clay.
Rob takes some heat this week. I'm not sure
no.
why.
Well, you know why? Is because I was away when these yaks were coming in. So, you know, kick a man when he's down. He can't defend himself.
Let's go to Laurel, Maryland, shall we? My former also residence, nice. The home of the Willow Lake Apartments, where my phone was stolen. just for simply leaving the car door unlocked. Yeah,
yeah. Got it was only, it only took five minutes.
5 minutes. Thank you. Let's go for it and go to Laurel.
Hey, Mike. Tim from Laurel again.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, sorry about that golf tournament. We didn't hook up for that. But anyways, I was just listening to episode 22.
Can I just request when you we get a lot of return calls and they're not always in order. So just start afresh. Don't remind me that I understand it's you. I don't know the golf tournament. I'm not sure what's going on.
Or also, if you must go to the past, be specific.
Yeah, be specific. Let me know so we can keep track of the calls.
89, right after you got off the phone with Chad Dukes, and apparently you need
Let me start because you can't. You can't. I don't want to.
Hey, Mike. What? Tim from Laurel again. Hello? Hey, yeah. Sorry about that golf tournament. We didn't hook up for that. But anyways, I was just listening to episode 2289. Right after you got off the phone with Chad Dukes, and apparently you need an out for that that platinum ticket deal. But listen, when I order that fruitcake, just make sure I get that platinum ticket. I live right here in Laurel, Maryland, next to D.C. I'll just go into the studio, and then you'll be off the hook for that home visit.
Ooh.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Someone is angling to take that platinum ticket, not come to Florida, but come to the studio instead.
Thanks. Let's take another yak.
Hey, Mike,
here
I'm sorry it didn't work out about that golf tournament.
Yeah, that's whatever. This is a thank you.
I like
this
that.
This is a thank you.
Gratitude.
This is a good thing.
Chicken name ain't Chicka Pow, bitches. It's Billy Bot from Clements, Maryland. I want to say thank you for the voodoo that you do so well. You make me laugh each and every day, and I can't say enough. So thank you. However, last week I turned 52, and I became a proud member of the bonus show. So go me. Wanted to tell you about my recent yearly trek to Walmart.
All right.
Where after I feed on the potatoes, just kidding. I walked over and loaded up on my belts and underwear of unusual size.
All right, come on, pick it up.
Went to the checkout.
Yeah.
And then as I exited the checkout area, I was met by the female crypt keeper.
He's funny.
And then Mike instantly appeared on my shoulders with little devil horns saying, just go, just go.
Yeah,
as she reached out her clammy skeletal hands reaching for my free seat. I handed it over to her.
Oh, you wimp. You wimp.
Anyways, that's my story. Thanks again for all you do. I love you guys.
Love you. That's a great idea. It was a
even
surprise
better.
Ending. I thought he was going to blow her off.
Yeah.
Even better.
I forgot to tell this story. I can't
What's
believe
that?
It. I'm in Walmart. We got I got a toy for my kid. And I forgot what else. Maybe batteries, some mundane thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just two items, right? And so she comes out, and she said, hello, may I? I said, no, I'm sorry, you may not. No, I purchased these items. These are mine. And so she follows me out, and she goes, excuse me, sir. I said, ma'am, I said I'm not doing that. I don't do that. I said, you dropped your receipt.
Oh,
I
felt like such an a-hole. No!
I felt like such a complete a-hole. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. It's Walmart's fault, okay? Come on.
Here's
whenever
wallet,
I write
sir.
This down on the TMOS Yak Shack, it seems to me that I'm a little confused.
All right.
This is I just don't know.
Oh.
So let's see what this brings, shall we?
Well, it's very exciting to me that I may hear my message any time on the Mike and Mara show. But I just wanted to mention that one of the most recent advertisements that was.
Did they stop saying advertisement in the 1930s, perhaps?
Well, Mike, you can tell from his accent, he's probably calling from England.
Are we slowing these calls down? They're much slower. Batch, I think.
It's the heat.
Very relaxed.
Yeah. I'd like to on your show was for Wild World. And creation of Wild World was attributed to Ross Perot.
We know, sir.
Yes.
I think
Okay. I'm sorry. No. You got to speed it up. Nah. If you're going to make it on the Yak Shack, you do. Let's take a Wayne Newton call.
Yeah. Oh, good, good, good.
Wayne Newton.
Hey, guys. Derek in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Just got done listening to the Wayne Newton interview, and I thought it was great. It reminded me of a story. My grandparents live in a small retirement community in Arizona during the winter, and I went down to visit them one time, and I saw on the schedule that Wayne Newton had played there in their little room.
Oh, no.
I said, Grandma, wow, Wayne Newton played here? And she looked at me and said, yeah, but he wasn't very good. So from Valley del Oro and all the retired farmers, apparently Wayne Newton sucks. So long.
Well, that's
how dare you, sir?
That's
man's a legend.
Room. We report, you decide. We gave both sides of that.
That's right. Exactly.
I still think Wayne is fantastic.
I know you do. I know. And you thought Jerry was fantastic, too.
Yes.
When he was alive.
Yes. He's dead now.
You saw Wayne in his prime, right? In Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind to Wayne. It's showbiz schmaltz.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but he's got a big band, and I like good music.
And what you said was,
we used to know the drummer for Wayne Newton. Didn't we used to know the drummer?
His guitarist. I believe it was the guitarist.
I thought it was the drummer.
But, right. Mike, what you said to Wayne was absolutely true. He gives 110%.
He does. We've got a business question on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Probably for
Oscar. I've made it through the first row, which I'm very, very excited
about.
Good
job.
That was my goal because I don't want to rush them at the end. And, you know, it's a good day to get your yaks. This is a business question.
Hey, guys. This is Drew from Salt Lake City. I just had a question about the radio business, especially call letters. I probably could find this on Google, but I wanted to go to the actual pros and hear from the source. So, you know, there's that stations and TV stations and radio stations have call letters. So, like, there's KCJJ, there's WBBM,
right.
KACL, KTLA. And I know that the K and W stand for which side of the Mississippi River that station is on, W being the east side of the river and K being the west side of the river. I want to know why K and why W, and also why is W on the east side when W could stand for west, and could be on the other side of the river. That makes no sense to me.
Good question.
If you could just kind of clarify that for me and just give me a little bit of trivia knowledge, that would be awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, we have three radio professionals that are sitting here. I have absolutely no idea. So,
Oscar?
I know the west and east of the Mississippi.
Actually, there is an exception. You should know that KDKA in Pittsburgh is the only K station on the east of the side of the Mississippi.
What's the significance of the K's and the W's?
Named after Wayne Knight, who played Newman on Seinfeld.
We took a very intelligent question from a caller, and we punted it. I have no
I don't either.
Idea.
I don't either.
Why? Sir, when the disc jockeys let you down, as to a man we all have here, go to Google. Our DJ Google will be
I worked
able to
at KZON in Phoenix.
The Zone.
Yeah, the Zone.
Of course.
I've never worked at a K station.
KCJJ.
Yeah.
That counts.
Oh, that's right. KCJJ in Iowa City. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
But, Mike, it's only been 12 years.
My only one. And I just blew him off. By the way, we should call him next week. We should call him on the show.
We will.
We haven't had Steve Bridges on for a while. You know, hit him up for more money.
The worst was WGAO. Yes. Well, not the worst. It's just the funniest. The WGAO, and it was Southern New England's hottest rock, was...
what was there? Were they the monkey?
Well,
what
Southern
were they?
New England is Connecticut. Was it Massachusetts or was it Connecticut?
Yeah, it's in Massachusetts. Exactly.
Okay. You worked at WGAO?
Yeah, well, it was a college station for Dean College.
Okay.
And, right. But so they would say, you got to say WGAO. We go all out. And I was like, oh,
that's awesome. You. Yeah.
That's like Mike, WPGC is where people get cash. Not Prince George's Candy.
Oh, hey, thanks to Wenzel, Wenzel. Thanks for taking that poster that Gritson did. Did you see the Uncle Mike show?
Is that actual?
I have no idea. It looks real. It looks real, but apparently Steve Gritson sent Alan Wenzel. They were both part of our 61 WAMU, our campus radio station. And I had was it 3 to 6 or 3 to 7? I think I had a 3 to 6 Uncle Mike show. It was perfect. Because I'm tuning up as I'm doing this.
Is it Fridays?
On Friday afternoons. Yeah. I have 3 to 6, the Uncle Mike show, and they've got this poster. It's fantastic. Rob, can you find that
and put that up somewhere,
so people can see that? It was my original poster. I believe it went up around campus for my campus radio show that I had at the American University.
Guerrilla marketing. And before we put a button on this, the Canadian stations start with C, and many Mexican
like chum.
Yeah, and many Mexican stations start with X, like mm-hmm. XERB.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We have no idea why.
No. I would think maybe because W and K, maybe because they're less common letters.
Maybe it's frequency.
Listen every day.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, Pony, do some research on that so we can have an answer before the end of the show. That's why we have a staff here.
Yes.
We'll take a break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more of your wonderful phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Maddie, you're afraid of the Bay Bridge?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had never been on it before, and then they just threw me up there as if I was ready for it. They had no idea that I was so afraid of bridges to begin with, let alone a beast of rusting metal.
So you had no idea? You had no pre-anxiety before you actually got to the bridge?
No, I didn't know where we were going. I'm not from Maryland, so I don't know what the deal is. And we're driving straight.
What's the dilly?
Like through the toll road, and I see the bridge is like perpendicular, but I'm like, we're going straight. That's not for us.
Yeah, I get it. I know it's you. All right, hold on. Let me explain what you're talking about.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. What is the easiest way to ease back into a routine? Start it up before September, especially if you're headed back to school.
Sure.
Simplify your mornings and evenings right now with a simpler electric toothbrush from Quip. Your back-to-schooler will love the kids' brush. It's just like the original Quip, but tweaked for size-down mouths. Quip has gentle sonic vibrations and a built-in... I know it's vibrations. Somebody sent an email to me about that, okay? I know it's vibrations. I say vibrations because Aline Cunningham, the old psychic that used to be on the show...
Great lady.
...talked about vibrations.
Vibrations in this advertisement, Mike.
Right, thank you. Quip has gentle sonic vibrations and a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months for just $5, which is great because 75% of people use old, worn-out bristles that are ineffective. Gross. Nasty.
Gross.
Just like on Animal Kingdom when Smurf's brushing her teeth.
Oh,
do you know the scene
I'm
talking
about?
That is not
attractive. It is so gross. She's got these big chiclets.
Yeah. We'll talk about outside of the commercial. Thank you. I use Quip because it guarantees that I am brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip and why it's perfect for getting back into a routine. Sorry for bringing up Smurf in Animal Kingdom.
It's fine. Definitely
TV
that's
show.
The before side of the advertisement. Yeah.
Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. Get Quip and do it today. Thank you. We appreciate that. Talking about a show that we recommend on this show called Animal Kingdom with Ellen Barkin.
Have you caught up?
I'm up to that episode where she brushed the teeth. I don't think I'm nearly caught up because the season's over, right? So
The season's over. I thought the show was coming to an end as a series.
Well,
and then
they announced
the new season.
Is the toothbrushing
a new season coming?
Is that key to the plot line?
Well, yeah, it is. Because she's sick, and she's unwell.
She's unwell, and you must pay attention to your dental hygiene.
Oscar, you find that show's a little bit all over the place. You know, it's really kind of... And then they brought the lady in from one of the other series that plays the heroin addict that just drops in for a visit. I don't know what she's doing.
Cameo.
In a world of shady characters and crime, the way that this entire season, I think this might be the fifth season, wraps up, it actually comes together nicely. It starts to make sense.
Well, I'm not at the end of season two yet. I think it's season three.
Is it three? I'll check right now. Let me check.
We'll find out. We don't know anything on the show. Let's get back to the yaks. We know that. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You can call us morning, noon, and night on the Yak Shack.
Anytime.
We do it once a week, and this is our day to get the yaks on. I'd like to hear from a lady.
I love when a lady calls. Feminine
energy,
Mark.
It's a lady.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia from Ellicott City.
Hello.
My daughter, Leah, is 10 years old, wants to
share her Boston accent with you. By the way, she's from Maryland. She doesn't have an accent. This is her Boston accent saying a big pot of lobster. Here she goes.
Big pot of lobster.
You liked it.
That's not bad.
Pretty good.
I love that. I can play that again. I'm going to play it again.
Hi, everybody. This
I'm
going
to listen to her again.
From Ellicott City.
This is cute.
My daughter, Leah, is 10 years old.
10-year-old.
Wants
right.
to share her Boston accent
God,
with
kids
you.
Being funny.
By the way, she's from Maryland. She doesn't have an accent.
This is great.
This is her Boston accent saying a big pot of lobster. Here she goes.
Big pot of lobster.
Kids are great.
They're the best.
I know the moment that mom's having. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's awesome. That's awesome. Incredible. Let's hear from a happy guy. You want to hear? We need a happy guy.
I'm a happy person, guy.
Please. Happy guy. Let's listen.
Hi, guys. Oh. Eric from Baltimore.
Hi.
As it happens, I happen to have spent the last week on vacation in Cape Cod with my 3-year-old daughter, my wife, and a group of friends. I really wish I had the foresight to vacation with family members instead of friends. We really could have used a T.O. Oscar. You see, family will get up at 6 in the morning and spend some time with your kids so you can sleep a little late. Friends won't come out of their rooms until 10 in the morning after you spent 4 hours with your kid watching Daniel Effing Tiger. Family will understand that toddlers need to take a midday nap. Friends won't be ready to go out for breakfast until nap time. Family will want to spend the day at the beach. Friends will convince you it's a good idea to take an overtired kid on a day-long brewery crawl. Family will quiet down at night so everyone is well-rested for another day of fun. Friends will keep you up until 2 a.m. every night drinking Narragansetts on the deck. Family will respect that getting a 3-year-old to bed is a very delicate process. Friends will insist on putting their infant in the same room as the toddler so that everyone gets kept up all night when their baby cries. I guess my point is, friends.
Oh, wow.
Hang up and listen.
So true. That might be my favorite one of the week.
That is a t-shirt, sir. Get that copyrighted. Put it on a shirt.
Everything he said about family. Perfectly constructed. Yes.
Yes.
We had to race home, and we were fine with it for the nap that needed to go down on the schedule.
That's it. The family is the priority.
Lights out at 9:30, 10 p.m. if we're pushing it because the baby's asleep and it's going to be an early morning.
Right.
That is so true. So true.
And a textbook Yak Shack. Good diction. Proper length, nice pacing, and
one of the
beautiful
best calls
construction.
Ever on the,
love
Yak Shack.
It. Send him a trophy.
We have a call for Oscar. Let's listen to this.
Hello. This is John Baudette, Spokane. I just finished listening to Oscar's, about Oscar's journey to Kennebunkport. And thought I'd just share kind of a distant connection I have with the Bush family. Not really me, but just vicariously through my oldest brother. Went to flight school with 43, and because we're from Montana and it was hard to get back to Montana for the holidays, they would invite, or W would invite my brother Dan to Kennebunkport or their home in Houston, and he would go with them. And my family is just solid Democrats, and so we were kind of wondering how that was going to work for Dan, but he just raved about how he was treated by all the Bushes, especially Barbara Bush, who understood that my brother was away from home during some of these holiday visits, and they were just very, very gracious. And also share that my brother, who's not with us any longer, had prostate cancer while W was president, and soon after he was diagnosed with the cancer, he got a note from W saying, I hope everything goes well with your treatment. And my brother Dan hadn't told anybody yet, so it was always a mystery of how W even found out about that. But yeah, they went to the Final Four when it was in Houston. He partied with W a lot, and of course I couldn't get anything out of him, any juicy details about W, and all he would say to me is, John, I've seen W at his worst, and I've seen nothing that would preclude me from voting for him.
Wow.
So, it's a great family. I've always liked them because of that story of Dan
That's nice.
Being welcomed at Kennebunkport. And, it was a great story listening to Oscar's experience and just thought I'd share that. Thanks. Love the show.
Good call.
Well, I like that.
That's interesting. Yeah. That was worth listening to. I like that.
Speaking of W, I figured out what happened with the radio stations and why we got those letters.
All right.
In 1912, there was a meeting of several countries trying to figure out regulations of radio signals worldwide.
Okay.
So it was an international delegation, and they agreed that call letters would be divvied up by country. America got W, K.
Well, where did you read that?
This was on a website called readersdigest.com.
Right. You said you figured it out.
Well, no, I mean,
it sounded like you like created it.
No, I did not. Well, I did not intend to take credit. But we also got.
Didn't it sound like?
Yeah, he's like, I remember. No, I know. It's recall.
Yeah, it just came to me.
It's certainly not.
Like that.
I certainly didn't mean that. I didn't mean
it
that.
Really did.
We also got A and N. A and N were given to the military.
Ooh.
And then they decided just very, you know, sort of matter of fact, that radio stations east and west of the Mississippi. But the reason there are some discrepancies is because some radio stations actually were before the international delegation.
Oh, like KDKA.
Yeah, but that's right, that's the reason that America working together.
Thank you.
See? It's entertaining. It's it's
informative.
I'm so glad I figured that
also,
out.
Mike, really glad. I remember
not looking in Google, but I remember because I just know.
It just came to me because I created it.
It was season four is the season we're currently watching of Animal Kingdom. Season five is the one that's coming up.
Wait a second. That's on readersdigest.com.
You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack. A lot of calls about my having Chad on the show when Oscar was gone. Let's take another one.
Hey there, TM. TMOS Yak Shack. It's bonus show subscriber Colin calling from Austin, Texas. During the conversation with Chad Dukes last week, it was estimated that Big O and Dukes and the Mike O'Mara Show share about 1,000 Facebook friends. But how many podcast subscribers / downloads do the two shows share? The reason I ask is that I used to be a listener to both shows, but after a couple of weeks, I realized no offense, Oscar, but that's way, way too much Oscar coming out of the earbuds
directly
into my ear canal.
Why would you call and say that, sir?
My brain.
Why would you call?
So even though Bode, very different reasons, and it's hilarious in very different reasons than TMOS.
What?
Only one could survive, and TMOS was the big winner for me. So that's it. That's all. Just wondering how many people can handle that much Oscar Santana. Thanks.
So do we know metric-wise? He's trying to be funny.
No. And, is that our only call this week from passive-aggressive Oregon?
do we know how many we share?
There's no way. We don't get that data. We don't have access to that data. There's no way to tell.
I've been all over readersdigest.com, and I can't find a thing.
You know what? I'm going to skip ahead because I'm going to give Oscar a little bounce. I didn't know that.
Some love.
I thought that was a Bode call. I didn't know it was going to go that dark on that.
It's
on Oscar.
I'm used to it.
Let's listen to an Oscar fan. Shall we get a rave for Oscar?
Yeah,
please, please.
Mike, how the hell did you do it? A full show with Jim Amato and Rob? You're out of your mind. It was Schtick City. We need Oscar back. Thank God he's back. Oh, man. Goodbye.
It's
okay.
I saw Jimmy was here.
Yeah.
I thought that was I had two Oscar fan calls. Yeah. I played the one that slams
it's
Rob.
The opposite.
Let me just get
the weird
this
thing
out of the
is
way.
When we did that show with Jim Amato, we were on the third break before I figured out it wasn't Oscar. I thought it it was him.
It was Schtick Lady. It was Schtick Lady. He tries to out-schtick you. You're aware of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Is he like a bizarro you?
No, he's a lot closer to me than a bizarro me. He's very much like me.
They like each other. This is the one I wanted to play about you, Oscar. Listen to this.
Hey, boys. This is Mike from Sparks, Nevada. I was going to call with a minor complaint about Rob, but I decided to be positive instead of negative today. Hey, I just listened to the episode where Oscar describes his experience at the Kennebunkport and all that stuff, and I just want to say, even if this doesn't make the air, I hope it makes it to Oscar's ears. I'm immensely proud of the hard work you've done. Your being there, you earned that. That was hard work. That was good ideas. And that was taking a dream and working hard to achieve it. And I will always admire that. And I'm going to make sure my son gets a chance to hear that podcast. He likes to chuckle along with it anyway. But I'm just impressed.
All right. That's good. That's very, very nice. Cool.
Super sweet.
Like
congrats.
That's a very,
thank
very
you.
Cool.
Very kind.
And before we go to break, because it's been Rob and Oscar, and how about some advice for me?
Would you like to get a, constructive.
Some advice for me. Yeah. Somebody giving me some nice, friendly advice.
Mike, some things you can soften on. Will Ferrell potentially being funny in something occasionally? Sure, I can see that. You lightening up on, I don't know, everything else, but not Kristen Wiig, man. She is the cancer of comedy. She's not funny. I didn't even get to the clip you were playing on Friday's show. This is Ben from Reno, by the way. She is just unfunny. Kate McKinnon, funny.
Yep.
Kristen Wiig, not funny.
All right.
Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
By the way, Rob?
Yeah.
F you.
Thanks.
Oh, another. I'm sorry, Rob. God, it's just Rob's got a kick me sign in his back. Let me play one more of my biggest fans.
Mike, 5 second aside, Kate McKinnon might be the best thing in that Beatles movie Yesterday. She plays a cutthroat record executive, and every line she says is funny. So I know you're not a big Beatles guy, but you will enjoy her performance in that.
Is that in theaters now?
It'll be.
It should hit on demand in the next few weeks.
It's on demand first week in September, I think.
Okay, perfect.
You should see it.
Okay. All right, let's go. I didn't know it was going to go on demand that quick. Is that
no, it's been out a while.
Yeah, it was out the summer.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Summer.
I was eating lobster. Let's go to one more call before we go to break. Lobster, my biggest fan.
Okay. I am really getting tired of hearing Mike talk about how he keeps claiming I called The Rock was going to be a star. And I said it. And Oscar's like, yeah, Mike, you did. And everyone's just like, yeah, Mike, you did. Produce some tape. I want to hear it. Mike, I respect you, but I want to hear the tape where you proclaimed that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was going to be a star and everybody just laughed at you because there's, you know what, I'll choose to believe you. But produce the tape. And by the way, hey, listen, dude, if you really do have that power, can you just for once on your radio show say Grimey will be rich and famous one day? Thanks, buddy. It's your buddy Grimey from earlier, though. Let me show.
It's Grimey.
Grimey. All right. We got to take a break. Thank you, Grimey. We'll come back. We have Maddie calls. We've got a very interesting finishing call. The kicker's spectacular this week. So your final yak's coming back.
I feel bad, Mike. I feel bad because just this morning I erased that tape.
That's a shame.
I know.
It was on the old Don and Mike show, right?
Yeah, it was.
I'm sure someone
was.
That's when I got mocked summarily. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Sorry, Grimey. I don't think we can produce
Grimey.
It. So I lied. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. More of your yak.
Ah, it's the most wonderful time of the year, fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019, yeah, once in a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll eat your Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pop.
We might have to do another Orson one.
I love it. That's so good.
Big body. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Joybird. It's the time of year to. That is not professional to laugh at yourself. Big potty is always funny.
It is.
It's the time of the year to relax and enjoy the best in life, and you can do it right from your own home. Joybird. Remember that name. They empower you to create the furniture and space that'll bring you joy and keep those summer vibes flowing all year long. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste, hundreds of styles and options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Consultants is the word I wanted to
That's
say.
That's right.
Consultant. I've got Orson in my brain. Each Joybird piece made by hand. Wow. You don't get that very often anymore. Usually it's big production companies that do it. They make it by hand with care and precision using high quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. I think you really ought to pay attention to that when you're thinking about what's going on in the environment right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's great that they do it that way. It all comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. That's right. 1 year. Sit on it. Experience it. Break it in. If you don't love it, return it for a full refund. And you can even take your Joy outside because they have a unique outdoor collection as well. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. We are listening to the TMOS Yaks. The Yak Shack is open. You can call us 24-7 anytime you'd like at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We love hearing from our listeners. Let's take another call here. A fellow sufferer calls
me. A sufferer.
A sufferer.
Good morning, guys. This is Jim from Woodland, California. And this Saturday, I will be joining the big 6-0 club like Mike. And I'm having a little trepidation getting that big 6-0 in my head, but what? I have one comforting thought that I don't have any replacement parts, unlike some people I know, like my wife. Later, guys. Bye.
Drunk. You think?
Maybe. And also flirting with an insult to you, and then he tried to defuse it. I don't care for him. He won't see 61.
All right. Thank you very much.
TMOS, Dan Cortez from Salt Lake
City. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Mike. I was looking at the standings, and looks like the Red Sox are doing pretty this year. And I do, if memory serves me correctly, you picked them to win the World Series before the season started, so kudos to you on that one. And Oscar, Yankees, 2019 World Champs, what say you? Go Yankees!
I can't get on that bandwagon, sir.
How, Mike, how classic of a Yankees fan was that call?
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
The Appreciate only time it. I ever rooted for the Yankees is when I was trying to sleep with somebody. And Mike saw that firsthand.
That was, yeah.
Was it A-Rod that you were trying to sleep with?
It was his brother.
Cute. Okay, B-Rod.
They brought the little number ones, Red Sox number one fingers down there. Yeah, Oscar was trying to do something else with his fingers on that. Anyway.
How would you like to see my big foam finger?
Okay, all right, so we got a threefer again. I introduced you to another of the three caller people.
Where do you stand on multiple calls from the same person?
Sometimes very few of them make it on the air.
Okay,
this
good,
one
good.
Did. I give you the threefer of the gentleman who will henceforth be known as Brian from Manassas. Let's listen.
Brian. This is Brian from Manassas, and I would like to do another cannabis recommendation. I'm currently holding an oil concentrate made by a company called Dank, and the flavor is honey bourbon. Give it a shot. That's good stuff. So yesterday, my wife made cupcakes for my daughter's class this morning.
It's scary.
I got
it's a hell of a segue.
Nice segue.
A little bit of icing. And then I woke up about midnight, I was hungry, and I went into the kitchen and opened up the fridge door, and lo and behold, can you put Mike's Angels in right here?
The heavenly music.
She left the icing in the fridge. And a little Oscar popped up on one shoulder, and a Big Mike popped up on the other. And Oscar said, "No, you can't eat that. Think of the children. You gotta stay fit. Keep it tight." And then Mike on the other side, she's gonna leave that there in the fridge. She has to hide the peanut butter from you. But she left the icing in the fridge. That's her fault.
Okay. All right. He just tells his story.
Was that
so
still
high.
One call?
That's one call.
That was only one call.
This is Brian 2.0.
Okay. Brian from Manassas again. I'm listening to Thursday's show, and Mike, you were talking about the giant grouper video. And my question for Oscar is, the giant grouper, is that a category? Because if so, Mike, if you had clicked on that one, that would have been the least you're worries.
That's right.
Not only is that funny.
Oh, I made
thank
him.
You, thank you.
It's that he made himself laugh. And I find that delightful.
Yeah. And now it's overtime with Brian from Manassas.
Good.
You ready? Last call, overtime with Brian from Manassas.
Brian from Manassas again. I think I went a little long on those.
Yeah,
the
you went long on all of them.
My question for Mike was, with all these movies they're making about rock stars and such, you know, instead of Elton John, can we get a Buddy Rich movie? And
there you go.
Mike, who do you think would play him?
Pause.
I'm thinking Chevy Chase. I don't know if Chevy Chase plays the drum, but he's a dick part now.
Thanks, Brian. That's Brian from Manassas. for Brian from Manassas.
75-year-old Chevy Chase as Buddy Rich. Do you know him? Do you have anyone you'd like to see play Buddy?
No, I'm not giving him the satisfaction.
Okay, good.
Legitimate. It's just been too soon. We got to take a break. Come back with more yaks on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, President Trump asks, why can't we just nuke hurricanes? Plus, the G7 and the Democratic field dissected with me and Mike. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. When was the last time you really slept great? If it's been a while, you probably need a new mattress. If you aren't getting the quality sleep you deserve, may I recommend my bed, the Sleep Number bed. Right now at Sleep Number stores, it's the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale and queen mattresses start at only $8.99. Do you wish your mattress could be firmer or softer? That's what the Sleep Number bed is famous for. You can adjust each side so it's just right for both of you. Plus, the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts so you're effortlessly comfortable all night long. Will you love it? Just ask J.D. Power. Sleep Number has been ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses. For 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is a 90, Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Come in during the biggest sale of the year, and for a limited time, save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. We got to get our last yaks in place of the news this week. Let's dive right into, Francesco.
Oh, good name.
Francesco. Let's listen.
Good morning, guys. This is Francesco from New Jersey. Just want to say hello, letting you know the shows have been awesome. And Mr. Mike O'Mara, please, if you have Amazon Prime, please watch The Boys. It is a really good twist on the superhero genre. Please check it out, watch the trailers, read a couple reviews online, but it is awesome. You will love it.
Nope.
Acting is amazing. Nope. Please check it out. Nope. Maybe Oscar nope. has seen it.
No,
I love The Boys.
Of course you do.
Hello for Maddie. Maddie, come stai? Sono you Francesco de New Jersey. Sono you siciliano.
Francesco doubled up. I've done that before when somebody said, I know it's superhero, but you won't like it. I don't like superhero. Comic book doesn't do it for
it's
me.
It's a dark take on it.
Well, a Deadpool I barely liked.
Oh.
And then right. I didn't watch Deadpool 2 because it was too much of the same thing. Oh, he speaks dirty. The next call, Francesco.
Okay, if you like, you know the videos you like late night on YouTube, late night. This is the type of violence that's in this show. When you pause,
are you selling me on gratuitous violence violence?
On The Boys, I stopped for a second. I said, "Is this show for me?" Within the first episode,
is it pronounced is so The graphic. Boys or is it The Boys?
No, it's The Boys.
Hey, boys!
The Boys!
Hey, it's The Boys!
B-O-Y-S, not B-O-Y-Z.
You're gonna beat your head against the marble mountain, boys!
Yeah, just boys.
Is he in it?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. TMOS Yak Shack. Maddie, I think this might still be Francesco.
Hey, guys. It's Francesco from New Jersey again.
Yep, that's it.
This is part two. I just want to let you know that when I was speaking to Maddie in Italian or Sicilian, I was letting her know that she has a fellow Sicilian listening to the show.
Excellent.
And I was happy that she took the trip to Sicily and to get to see her family and see where her bloodline comes from. But I'm happily married. No romantic stuff going on here. Just wanted to let her know she's got a fellow Sicilian looking out for her. All right, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Maddie, any words for Francesco?
Oh, this is great because the guy was – this is the deal. Maddie's out of most of our listeners' demo as far as dating.
Yeah, so, she's young.
So,
she's too young.
Relax, yeah, one.
Right.
And exactly. Two is we have Allison today on the mic.
Oh, Maddie's not
Maddie's
here.
Maddie's here.
She is?
Because out of eyesight.
Oh, I can't even see her. I can't see her from my perspective.
Tucked away in a corner.
Okay, go ahead.
Any words for Francesco?
No, I just hope he's very happy in his marriage.
Okay, thank you.
So you have canceled the trip to buy a wedding dress this weekend?
This next caller is simply entitled Alcohol.
Hey, Bill. I'm in Tennessee. I've had one or two.
That's it. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Sorry we didn't get the rest
of
the
call. I'm going with two. I'm going with two.
This is now a guy that's called, I think, 3 weeks in a row, and he will henceforth be referred to, even though he identifies himself as the small mouth guy, because I like him and I put him on the X-Jack every week.
Hey, Chris, Don in Bakersfield, California. BB Newworth, also small mouth.
Last week?
Did he have a similar call last week?
Yeah, last week was Bernadette Peters.
Oh, she got a tiny mouth.
That's good. That's it. Now, a call with 3 points.
Okay. Steve headed out of Knoxville South down to Chattanooga, Vegas. Couple things. Actually, 3 things. Why does everybody sound exactly the same? Every dude that calls in sounds like he's hammered. Second. I was, and you guys probably don't remember this, and Rob's going to have to go through the archives, but I was the guy that the other guy ran into in Mount Dora when I mentioned the TMOS show, and I looked like he wanted me to give him my kidney. I wrote a beautiful rebuttal letter, which Rob never bothered to post or talk about.
I don't know.
It kind of upset me and my wife. And third, a little marriage advice. Getting married just to get laid is like burning your house down to make toast. Thanks for the funny, guys.
Okay, thank you. All right.
I agree to his third point. In reference to his second point, if he writes the way he talks, I probably would have not bothered to edit his letter.
All right, very good.
Sometimes that
was a dig. Burn, sick burn.
Sick burn.
Next call, I simply wrote, don't understand.
Yeah. This is Jorge checking back in from the Corsica at Queenstown Village. I found all the interns' beverages and cigarette butts. Who's smoking all the middle, Marlboro Lights? I got you. No worries.
All right, so were there interns smoking?
Not that I was aware of.
Well, I don't remember any cigarettes at all.
Yeah. We don't smoke, Mike, so.
Yeah. Nobody on Podcast Village smokes.
Have to protect the instrument.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. We used to smoke.
Sure.
Rob and I will still smoke if we get really drunk. So,
yes. Luckily, I don't drink much.
Right. Would you like to hear from a Joel Rogers fan? Probably not great for his career.
Please.
We have a Joel Rogers fan. This is a Joel Rogers fan calling in on the TMOS. Yeah,
one of them.
I had to put it on. Yeah. One of the many Joel Rogers fans.
I don't want to say that Joel Rogers is an alcoholic, but... Is Joel Rogers an alcoholic?
Okay, that's terrible. That's not funny.
Why would that guy write in and say that about a pilot?
Yeah, stop it.
Because he's a dick.
What a dick.
Don't be a dick.
That's horrible. Who would put that on the radio?
Yeah, come on.
Wow. Let's get a call from a lady.
Yesterday, I was out in the yard with my 4.5-year-old on our daily hunt for sticks. We found a couple sticks that looked like the letter Y and one stick that looked like the letter J. And then when Daddy got home... He was so excited to tell him, Daddy, we found a F stick in the yard. And I was unable to contain my laughter. I just wanted to share that with everybody.
An F stick. A real F stick.
Yeah.
Stick that's in the shape of the F. That's adorable. No, the ladies killed it. Didn't the ladies kill it this week on the X stick? Like only two calls and they were fantastic. No, I think I played the advice for me. Did I play this?
Mike.
Yeah, I did. I know by the tone. This next call simply entitled Funny.
Good.
Let's listen, shall we?
Mike, last night I ate Wookiee meat. It was chewy, Mike. It was chewy.
I've never heard this.
I haven't.
It's pretty funny.
There it is. Yes.
That's a good dad joke.
It is.
It's a good dad joke.
All I know is
40th
this,
year of being funny.
Very, very exciting. I like it. Yeah, I know. I liked it too. So I played it. This one, yeah! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
I guess that means it's towards the end of the Yak Shack, so maybe I liked it. Let's see.
Yak Shack. Hey, Steve from the mighty great Greenstone Center Hall, Pennsylvania. When are we getting those Dick Queasy t-shirts to purchase? Just curious. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Dick Queasy t-shirts. Sir,
we are focusing on fruitcakes right now.
Right.
It's yeah, a fruitcake. We We're just one thing at a time, people.
What about a TMOS hat?
We are focusing on fruitcake. It's the fruitcakes at the moment. Right now.
Why
just right
he
now. Not,
why does he deny me? Why makes, does he deny me?
He keeps you hungry.
No, that has nothing to do with that.
Vegas, I want. Now
you will
want
have hats and Dick Queasy by Vegas.
I don't care about Dick Queasy. Oops. Sorry,
oh,
listeners. Listeners do.
We promise
like
them.
Hats.
We promise them. We'll offer
like,
them.
And I and advisors, too.
Advisors.
Yes.
And advisors.
Yes. A what? Limited, a very yes. limited run of exclusive Dick Queasy t-shirts
I
before
love,
Las
I love
Vegas.
Visors. I yeah. love visors.
I like visors. Yeah, I visors wear them down the here when I'm
to find
golfing.
A good visor, that's tough, but I'm sure we can find one.
Visor's not great when you're bald.
I hold in my hand the last yak of the day. The last hi-ho! Yak of the week. Hi-ho!
Hi-ho!
Here it is. This is another person asking about t-shirts.
Oh.
Let's listen. Last call on the TMOS Yak Shack.
This is DHL 国际快递最后语音通知。 你有一份重要快件派送均无人签收，了解详情请按九，请按九，由人工客服为您服务。
I have no idea.
I think someone just cussed us out.
I think that's the best call we've ever gotten.
Yeah, somebody translated. If you're out there, hope it wasn't cussing. Hope you didn't cuss.
We didn't
that's
cuss.
The TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed that. You know, and keep them coming.
Do
we'll
it.
Take them all weekend, especially on your holiday, especially if you're suffering through a hurricane. Call us at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We'll come back with Rob Spiewak and the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. You heard that right. We're f***ing back, baby. Rob decided he might be funny again, so we made a podcast, and it ain't half bad. There's too much to promo, so just go listen. It's the Cake and Cookie Show.
Was I funny?
She sounds great.
No.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Sorry, there was a big delay between that. I thought the promo was over. What did you say? What?
She indicated I was not funny, but we did our very best. It's a good all episode. Right. Very
did
lengthy.
Did you feel funnier? Did you feel funnier?
I felt a lot drunker.
Did you feel motivated to be funny?
Yes, or, I did, what? As a matter of fact. We had a good time.
I hope that comes back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. For years, fruitcake has been a holiday tradition, even in Austrian households like the Schwartz. See, he's funny on these, that's for sure. For years, let me start again. Fruitcake has been a holiday tradition, even in Austrian households like the Schwarzeneggers. Imagine a young Arnold holding his nuts and yelling, "Get these to the chopper!" To this day, Arnold loves our TMOS signature fruitcakes. We asked him to officially endorse it, but he couldn't as he was too busy looking at Vincent, his twin brother. So it's up to you. We're inviting past purchasers to post a note on Facebook and tell your TMOS brethren what they're missing. Spread the word, TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy now and savor later. They taste even better than you remember them. They are available right now, but only for a limited time. These are not the dry, flavorless paperweights that you see at Walmart. No, these are real fruitcakes that were baked, fresh, and they're delicious. Every TMOS fruitcake lovingly baked and delivered to your door in a matter of days. Gourmet ingredients, hand-selected spices, and the flavor? Well, you got to taste it to believe it.
Thank you, Arnold.
Go to our website and buy as many as you like. MikeOmarishow.com. Click the banner. Plus, a chance at a golden ticket and a platinum ticket to Florida. Golden ticket to D.C., platinum Florida, and every purchase supports TMOS. Gary Krimble, everybody. Holiday music! And now let's open up the Yak Shack for today. Thursday, August 29th, 2019, Rob Spiewak.
You're going to be surprised how many celebrities have turned us down to endorse the fruitcake, Mike. It almost might be like there's a new one every day.
Wow, that's so exciting. I'll plan accordingly. I'll brush up on my skills.
Here is a game we like to play. I'm going to play a singer, and you have to guess who it is singing a song.
I'm ready.
All right. The song is called Little Red Wagon. Name
this singer.
Won't you ride in my little red wagon? I'd love to pull you down the street. All the kids on the block.
I'll entertain questions as well.
God, I know this voice.
When they see my sweetheart, oh so sweet. Hang on tight till we get to the hilltop.
We'll okay.
Is it, are you going to guess?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton is a good guess, but Billy Bob is younger than this guy.
It's Willie Nelson.
No, this guy is actually a little younger than Willie Nelson. But not much.
Country performer?
No, primarily an actor.
Tom Arnold.
One more. Give me it one more time at the
beginning. Won't you ride in my little red wagon?
Damn it. I don't have it. I'm
84 years old, Mike. You got one too? It's Wilford Brimley.
Oh, wouldn't have gotten it.
We should have known.
Okay, no, but I wouldn't have gotten it. Okay.
But as you listen, you can tell.
See my sweetheart, oh so sweet.
Well, I got my diabetes, and I'm feeling good.
So,
my little red wagon. That was a good one. Boy, I thought I had it, and I was nowhere near it.
Brian awesome. Johnson, Mike, one of the key songwriters of AC/DC and a band member of AC/DC, he comes back on the season premiere of Dan Rather's new talk show on Access Television, which is a pretty good network if you like music. And he talks about when he was writing the song Hell's Bells. Great, great classic rock song.
Hell's Bells.
Mm-hmm. But he was in a... creative drought. He was having some. He was having writer's block, and I think you'll like how he came up with the song "Hell's Bells."
I remember about five songs in, and I was going, "Gosh darn!" And I think I've just run out of lyrics. And Mutt Lang, the producer, came down and he said, "Everything all right, Brian?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm just struggling a little bit." Yeah, and it was a real bad day. The likes of which I had never seen before. It was called a tropical storm, and the sky went black. And he went, "Oh, it's a rolling thunder." And I went, "Rolling thunder, pouring rain, coming on like a hurricane. There's white lightning flashing." I mean, I literally was given a weather report.
Hell's Bells.
It makes sense, but it's funny if you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah, but it also really speaks to inspiration of songwriting, right? Where you can just take something that's happening to you or something you're observing. I think it's the same thing with great writing as
probably,
well.
Probably.
So cool. I just finished that, All the Light We Cannot See, and it's
what's that about?
Such... it's a World War II epic, and it could be an amazing movie. Really, the story of two young people during World War II and how their lives coincide, and then they finally meet. It's really spectacular. Yeah. It won the Pulitzer Prize. Really great book, but a lot of descriptive insight, which is just, you can tell that people, there's certain people that can write, and there are people that can really, really write. Really, really great
book. But they say some of the best music, the lyrics particularly, they're written in almost less time than it takes to hear them. They just come flowingly.
Yeah, it's inspired. It flows through you.
Now, speaking of great words, Conan O'Brien did another one of his specials called Conan Without Borders, where he does almost like a travel log.
Right.
And he ended up in Greenland because, as you know, our country was interested in buying it. And while he was there, he did a live newscast on local Greenland TV. He did the weather, but they put the weather phonetically in Greenland's language on the teleprompter. So here's Conan doing Greenland weather, and I think they call it Greenlandic.
Good evening. I'm Conan O'Brien, and I'm bringing you the latest weather report for Greenland. I will give the report in the Greenlandic language. Because let's face it, how hard could it be? Apagu, ilogafarni, asigalingitiasuni, silasamik, ilamasurit, tikatanik, heteri, sila, ilumukana,
isurama. Conan O'Brien is funny.
Tikitani, ilumuku, kwanami.
The best thing is when they showed the teleprompter rolling with those words spelled phonetically. Really
That's
great.
Awesome. I love that.
And
That's
I know, Mike, great. It's been an exciting summer for you since Slipknot is back on the charts.
Oh, thank God.
Really? Yes.
Nice.
Come for the music, stay for the costumes.
Well, the thing about Slipknot is they had a very bad split up, I believe, with their drummer. So there is a new member in Slipknot that everyone is calling Tortilla Man because his face is covered with a large tortilla. And wait, there's more. And so no one knows who Tortilla Man is, and it's sort of an internet sensation trying to figure out.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
A man that would be wearing a mask of a tortilla, that could also be, and in slang parlance, a taco, a tortilla, could perhaps be something else.
Yes, of course.
I have not seen the mask, so I'm not sure. But
it's not
like
in that direction. It's actually, it looks more like a drape made of cornflour. He's just a face covered with a tortilla. So people are wondering, who is the tortilla man? Well, I think I have a clue because
he's horrifying is what he is. It's not like what I thought at all.
It's scary.
Someone has revealed himself as the tortilla man.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. Well, I'd just like to finally tell you I am Tortilla Man from the band Slipknot. And also listen to me, you bunch of maggots. Speaking of Mexican food, why is love like a fart? If you have to force it, it's probably crap.
That is your magic audio vault.
Thank you, Gilbert.
Have a great Thursday. Gilbert,
I could have Gilbert back on the show, and all we would do was have him tell those one-liner jokes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Because Gilbert's are funny. I told that other joke a million times. Thank you, Gilbert Gottfried. That's it. We got to get out of here. Buy our fruitcakes. We would appreciate that. Don't forget, check out Political Persuasions this week. A great one.
Really
You'll enjoy it. It's just it's absolutely free for a great one. We'll take a break and come back next time. Thank you very much for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.